No end in sight for strong calf prices. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network, or call 844-OWN-USED. You've probably heard the old saying, the cure for high prices is high prices, and it usually holds true, but that adage may not apply to high calf prices, says Gary Brester, a livestock economist from Montana State University. We'll hear from him right after this. At the recent American Bankers Association Ag Bankers Conference in Omaha, we discussed the outlook for calf prices with Gary Brester, livestock economist from Montana State University.
Historically, as an economist, I've always believed, and most market-oriented economists would believe, that when you have a record price, they're not going to stick around for very long. And it's very simple. That attracts entry. We produce more, which is exactly what the price is telling us. People want more, or we don't have enough to go around. And since the Civil War, we've been able to do that. When prices have been high for calves, we increase the cow herd sizes, we rebuild herds, put more supply on the market eventually, takes a couple years, and those prices eventually moderate. The interesting thing, though, is I think there's a lot of differences in the current environment we're in the cattle industry, especially the cow-calf industry, relative to what we've seen over the past 150 years. And that's pretty remarkable for me to be able to say that I just don't see these calf prices going down appreciably. Certainly, record prices don't last forever. But I don't think we're going to see $1.50 calves anymore. I think kind of that $2 range might be what we're looking at for quite a long time. We're seeing some signs of some retention. The biggest problem is people are looking for grass, and they can't find grass. And if you can't have grass, you're not going to put many cows out there and increase cow herd size. So the struggle to find grass is getting more and more difficult because of alternative uses for much of the rangeland we have, and because crop prices until this past year have been very good the last several years. So there's been a movement into crop agriculture from some areas that have both livestock and crops. I think we'll see some rebuilding. I just don't think it's going to be the 4 to 5 million head of cows that you would need to get back to that 28 billion pound number that got cattle prices, calf prices around $1.50 or something like that. I just don't think we have enough grass out there. So we'll see some rebuilding. We'll see prices moderate, but as the lenders here are asking me, what price should we be putting in valuating cows right now or bred heifers? What price? And, of course, if I knew that, I wouldn't tell anybody because it'd be too much money to be made if I had that great of information. But the reality of it is the fundamentals, I think, are pretty strong for these calf prices to be at levels that we haven't seen consistently probably ever. So I think it's a very positive thing if we can find grass.
Livestock economist Gary Brester of Montana State University. And that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.